Fascinating. Well, as promised, we're going to take you now to the NLTA president, Dean Ingram. He says teachers should be the priority or a priority when the vaccinations are coming through. Ingram says teachers have been on the front lines in schools every day and will be again, adding frontline workers should have frontline protection. This is what he had to say to VOCM's Brian Callahan.
We've heard the Minister of Education state very clearly. We've heard others say it as well, that our K-12 education is an essential service and our teachers are essential workers. Vaccinating teachers would add another layer of protection for students and staff that, in turn, will increase the likelihood of schools staying open safely once the in-school class resume. We need our schools open. And while the details of our Phase 2 vaccination priorities haven't yet been identified, we do believe that teachers should be included. That being said, I'm not saying that teachers should be the only group in Phase 2, but the recent outbreak has been primarily among school-aged children, and government has clearly stated that K-12 is that essential service. You can't maintain a K-12 education system without teachers. We're not saying that we should be ahead of the elderly. We're not saying we should be ahead, or our members should be ahead of those that have underlying health conditions. We're not saying we should be ahead of healthcare workers, and those are on the front lines of healthcare. But our members are on the front lines in our schools every day, teaching and supporting students during what unprecedented times. Frontline workers should receive frontline protection after those vulnerable populations and our healthcare workers. And we are beginning to hear that other jurisdictions within the country are already heading that direction. I think New Brunswick and the Yukon in particular. Now, while we don't have anything official on that, this is the information we've got that this is where they're heading for a Phase 2 rollout, and that's critically important.
Sure. So when the supply is there, when they have the appropriate supply, you're thinking?
Yes. I mean, again, we think that our members, the province of teachers, who are on the front lines of our province education system, should be vaccinated in a secondary rollout once we have vaccinated the vulnerable populations and our healthcare workers. We should be grouped in that grouping as well. There are others that would fit that as well, but we think our members certainly need to be within the confines of the Tier 2 rollout.
Understood. And do you have any update on children with complex needs? We heard the minister yesterday mention that they will not be able to be taught in schools right now. So, and it seems very much still up in the air. What's the latest there?
I haven't received any direct information on what that rollout will look like, but for primarily and fundamentally, we have to look at health and safety of students, all students, as part and parcel of that. That's critically important. Right now, the plan is to make our schools safe. Following that, there are unique learning needs, and we're looking forward to being in consultation with the district and department. Our staff have been in frequent contact with department officials and the district over the weekend through this week, and we always welcome an opportunity to provide input and feedback to try to influence decisions that impact our members, and this would. Now, we recognize that both government and school districts face important and difficult decisions during these very challenging times. Our association and myself, on behalf of the association, will always advocate what's in the best interest of our members and students. The working conditions of teachers are learning conditions of students, and we have to ensure it's done safely.
So just specifically, though, are there any options being bandied about here? Because right now, there doesn't seem to be any solution to kids with complex needs other than being at home with parents.
We haven't seen any specific details around that. We know there are things that we'd want to have a elaboration on what students need to be inside our schools, but also what additional protective measure we put in place for the benefit of those students and subsequently our province teachers. These are things there, and we'll always avail of any opportunity to be engaged with the department and district on decisions moving forward. I might add that yesterday I had a conversation with Premier Fury yesterday evening, where I raised a concern about obviously the vaccination protocols, but also about the need that when schools do reopen, we've already seen the impact of what can happen when things enter our schools. We need to have a serious discussion about what additional measures can be taken to protect the health and the safety of everyone who enters those buildings, our students, our teachers, everyone that works within them.
And what was Mr. Fury's response?
He was receptive to the conversation. He was engaged in the conversation. And I'm hoping over the coming days and weeks we'll hear some results of those discussions and the appropriate decisions being made.
And that is the president of the NLTA, Dean Ingram, speaking with VOCM's Brian Callahan, just about how he feels that teachers should be a priority when it comes to vaccinating for COVID-19. And I should also